There's an expression in Yiddish, Liebe und Zusagen kosten Geld nicht. Love and promises don't cost money. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you hug somebody and but you don't lift up a finger to help him, so you tell him, you know, like, I'm compassionate, I care for him. Yeah, and so obviously if a person does things and doesn't care, that's a concern. But if he so-called cares and doesn't do anything, then he's living in a world of dimyon. That's called a dimyon, you know. It's you know, and the tachlis of the bria is to, but the ma'isa mishleimim is to do a ma'isa with teichin, and either or we need to do tshuva. If a person needs to be misakin his ma'isim and to be misakin his leif, they're both of them. So he says so. That's tshuva. It says twice. Hashavayis alavecha. Then it says, "V'shafta Hashem alakecha, v'shemata bekoil chashenach tzav hayoyim ata benachol levavchol nafshecha." So the v'shemata bekoiloi chashenach tzav hayoyim means doing the ma'aseh mitzvahs. Ubeis v'shav Hashem alakecha shvus v'yachemcha v'shav v'kibetzim kol ame shevitz Hashem alakecha shama. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says also v'shav Hashem shvus v'yachemcha. That's one. V'shav v'kibetzim kol ame. That's tachas. V'inyan hu shama akos like shesha v'shav. Now, believe in Ma'aseh. Negatshuva believe in Ma Vashavaita Vavecha. Negatshuva Ma'aseh Ma Veshafta Veshamata Vekoilay. Negatze Pasach B'Mayir B'Sayim V'Shavash Apiach B'Rechemcha. Ushitim believe Noyksav LaHakol Olach. Or Kneged Harishena. Or it's probably the Shnia. Ama Veshavik Yibetzvu B'Ma'aseh. V'Cheni says. They did shuva both the ma'isa and the leiv. Shuva believe. And it was a Kodesh Baruch who perceived our shuva, and that's called meitzes mecharakim. Kamachshava shebelave in yedu raka Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's called meitzes mecharakim. It's I look in through a crack. The heart is not showcased. Nobody can see the heart except for the Ribbono Shalom. But the Kedoshim say, "In the Yom Kippur, Vayigam ki midik midik hanal shebot la'avodah tchila." Mashal Chazal Rosh Hashanah bot la'avodah osei Mitzrayim, which va'acha kein kisha also tshuva b'maisa, also Kedosh Baruch Hu gam kein befall v'hotzi osam. V'zos hatshuva b'maisa oynir rasa chalein galu. So on tshuva b'maisa, that's very visible. That's out in the front that everybody sees, can see. And that's called a chaloyin. Mashgiach on a chaloyin. So a mashgiach min a chaloyin. So he says, so right now, l'maisa, the pasuk here is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misyachis to the tshuva of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. So he says, Vaya can arba sibis the gula. So there were four sibis for gula. For who? Dichuk Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim being matrik them. The suffering of Mitzrayim, that's one. Schus avoisam is two. And it brings over here a Gemara in Bechiris. That he brings his beer on Gemara in Bechiris. That's one. Then he says, so all four were significant. It's very interesting. I mean, he's going to explain it. He's going to read it to Pesukim here. But it's interesting that he divides up Schus Avis, Schus Imos. I mean, they'll say in this pasuk here, "Medalei Hormikav Zalek Voice." This is connected, obviously. But it's interesting the way he breaks it up. So So all of these, all the pieces had to click into place in order to, in order for the Gula to come. V'chein kan chaloynes huria tzuma kina l'shem atshuva meisa, which is very big, very, very strong, very out. Meitzachakev neged tshuva shavalev. So it's interesting when we speak about a person's avoda. So we understand this pnimius, the chitzanius, this pnimius, where a person has avodira. This chitzanius, a person does the mitzvahs, there's a chavayus, and that makes a lot of sense. That we understand. When he's talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha on us. It's interesting. So it's ki'ilu the geula itself comes two stages. Hard to understand a little bit the two stages. In other words, in a person's avoda, it's meaningful that the chayvus halvados is very meaningful. The chayvus amais is meaningful. There's two separate areas. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing, it's really like he's doing a little bit and doing more. He's taking away the shibud, and then he's doing everything. What's the pshat? Like, where do these two things go together? So I'm thinking like this. Let's give an example. Imagine a person is in jailed by enemies. Or a concentration camp or something like that. And then he sees from a distance that the troops are sneaking up on this camp or on this jail. So that already is of significance to him. He's happy with that because he feels the geula is mimameshes uba. The being able to deher the mahalchim is in the lave a simple. So I'm still stuck in this jail and I'm still being treated wretchedly, but I know, I see already something is going on. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does mehalchim, that I can tell already, the Marshal Gemara says in Megillah, it was Shivim Shana, this. So it says this was Pekida and Geula. So Pekida means Ki'ilu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made some change, but they weren't in Nigal yet. So what's the point of it? The answer is, the point of it is, there's the Gilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of it. That itself is a tremendous nechama to a person. I said for a Mal Pargamansky, they asked him this whole, Balailu Nodesh Nasa Melech, and he took Haman and Haman took Mordechai and this and that. What did it accomplish? I mean, nothing happened after that. Everybody went back. Haman went back to being a Haman, and Mordechai went back to Sakha and Taniso. And so, what was it there for? It's almost like a little interlude with no shaitas. So he said, "Gevaldik deher." This was in the ghetto. He said, people have stopped davening because they don't believe that anything can change. He said, imagine one day they would walk out of the house and they would see Roelke. Roelke was the German commander of the ghetto. If he would be leading Kovner Rav, who was still alive, Ron Shapiro, on a horse through the streets, he'd be leading him. So the first thing is you would start davening because you see things can change. He said it gave people enough of a sense that there's a geula krev alavoi that they could daven. So having a deher that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is at work bringing the geula is a geula nafshis. So, okay, I may not have it yet, but I already feel confident that things are going to look up. It's just like a person has haftacha that things will become okay. that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, there is a hashgacha that you see, kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalchim are beginning to take place, and in order to make things happen, and then when it happens, it fails. Okay, we'll hold it here. I have to teach soon. Okay.
Fine.
Mazel tov again.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Next Monday, I'm not sure. Maybe we'll try. I'll see. We'll be in touch about next Monday.
Okay. Okay. All right. Excellent. All right. Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week. Have a good Shabbos.
Yeah.
Take care.